Good afternoon, everyone. Our official duty as elected officials is to ensure the safety and well-being of each of our residents of Upper Passaic's our principal responsibility. And when crimes are committed, particularly the heinous crime of rape, we have a solemn obligation to seek justice. It's an oath we take and a promise we make. And today we're here to make sure that we keep that promise. Today we're here to send a message to thousands of rapists who think they got away. Well, you didn't. City of Los Angeles will investigate every piece of evidence, follow every lead, and exhaust every possible avenue that will lead to the possible prosecution of every open case. We'll find these rapists and we'll hold them accountable. The city and this police department will not allow victims to stand in line. We'll not ask them to wait their turn, because asking rape victims to wait in line is wrong. It's unacceptable, and it will change. Change to make sure that the current DNA backlog, the LAPD labs, does not grow. It will change to make sure that funding is provided. And it will change to make sure that the LAPD has the resources it needs to see every case to its conclusion. We stand here committed to the thousands of victims who have yet to see a resolution. We're here to let you know that we're not alone in seeking justice or in this journey for healing. I want to thank Chief Bratton for joining us here today and, as always, for being the great leader that he is. I also want to thank Councilmember Jack Weiss for his leadership in this matter. He is not just responding to issues that have been raised. This is an issue that he's raised for a very long time, and I want to thank him for that leadership, as well as my colleagues on the City Council, particularly Councilmember Wendy Gruhl, and the members of the Budget Committee, who tomorrow will begin the process of budgeting for the number of new people that we're going to need to address this very important issue. Lastly, I want to thank Jerry Elster, the Executive Director of Peace Over Violence, for their brave dedication speaking on behalf of the thousands of rape victims.